You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This June, Canada will play host to the G8 and G20 summits. The meetings will be held in Toronto and Huntsville, Ontario, and will focus on global economic and security issues. A large convergence of protests and popular education will take place in Toronto to challenge the agenda and power of the G8 and G20. The 2010 People Summit is being organized as a three-day series of workshops, teach-ins, and panel discussions preceding the week of actions being planned. Maria Follansbee is the coordinator of the 2010 People Summit. She joins us from Toronto. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
So what is the G8 and the G20?
The G8 and the G20 are kind of self-appointed arbiters of the global economic and security paradigms. The G8 is made up of the leaders of the 8 richest economic powers in the world. So they are the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Russia, Germany, Japan, Italy, and France. And then the G20 is made up of the finance ministers and central bank governors of those 8 countries, as well as Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Turkey, and the European Union. And so these leaders have kind of decided that these groups are the legitimate groups where security and economic policy decisions get made on an international level. And so they've been meeting. The G20 has only been meeting for the last few years, I believe, and the G8 has kind of a longer history dictating those choices.
And how powerful are those organizations?
Well, it's interesting because they don't have sort of democratic clout, and they don't necessarily have like accountability policies on an international level, but because they are made up of the heads of state and finance ministers of really powerful economic blocks and countries, those policies end up having major influence on the way that security and economic policies get played out in real life. So I think that they do. While they haven't been given any sort of democratic power, they do have really significant influence. I mean, you know, like the decisions that the U.S. makes around security issues, for example, have resounding impacts the world over, I think.
And you're holding the People Summit as a kind of parallel summit. Why are you holding the summit?
I think since the history or the beginning of the G8 and the G20, there has been major resistance to this arrangement because of the lack of democracy and the lack of accountability and the absence of a genuine people's voice in summit proceedings. The G8 and the G20 are really seen to represent a very small interest group. And so the People's Summit is intended to be a space to facilitate democratic conversations and the building of a people's agenda. So the G8 and the G20 are talking about the kind of economic and security paradigms that they want to impose on the world. What we're talking about at the People's Summit is the kind of world that we want, the relationships and the solutions and the ideas for how to go forward for a world that recognizes democracy and sovereignty and human rights and justice and dignity. And so we're trying to create that space so that the voice of the majority, the vast majority of the world, which is not represented by the G20, can also have a place to gather and to create our own paradigm.
And who's organizing this, the People Summit?
The People Summit is being organized by a steering committee made up of mostly NGO and labor organizations, mostly based in Canada. So organizations like the Canadian Labor Congress, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, Oxfam Canada, the Council of Canadians, some local organizations from Toronto, like the Toronto Climate Campaign, the Canadian Peace Alliance. It's the steering committee is made up of largely NGO and union groups, but the folks who are contributing to the summit are kind of all over the map of social justice organizations, activists, individuals who are interested in social change movements. We've had proposals from around the world and proposals from independent organizers all over Canada. And so while we're sort of, the steering committee is organizing the logistics of the summit, the content is really being created by a very, very broad group of people.
Well, we know that the finance ministers and other bigwigs will be attending the G8 and G20 summits. Who's going to be attending the People Summit?
The invitation is open. Anyone is welcome to come. We definitely expect a lot of union organizers and activists, folks from the various organizations that are a part of the summit. Oxfam is having a summit the same weekend, and so we expect a lot of organizers with Oxfam, the Canadian Labour Congress, to be there. Some of the speakers that we've confirmed for the summit so far include Maude Barlow, who is the chairwoman of the Council of Canadians, Bob Lovelace, who's the co-chief of the Ardoc Algonquin First Nations, a lot of international development agency organizers, and a lot of people who are going to be trying to bring the voices of diverse folks who can't actually make it to Toronto are also going to be there. Examples are like the At the Table campaign is proposing to bring an installation that offers the voices of women and girls in Africa to be speaking about what they want from the G8. So there's a lot of organizing intended to, I don't know, represent just like diverse people. It really is the space for those voices that aren't getting heard at the G20 to gather. So I think we're expecting just a lot of community organizers and activists and folks who are involved in social change movements to come out.
Sounds like there's a lot to discuss there. What do you hope to focus on in the People Summit? What issues are you hoping to focus on?
So our very broad call out for proposals has asked for, I guess, what we are intending to focus on are human rights. I mean, these are like very broad themes, I guess. We're talking about global justice and intending to connect the sort of individual impacts of injustices with the global issues. So we're talking about like root causes of injustice. We also want to feature a lot about local struggles and holding Canada accountable and what that's going to look like. Right now, there's a lot of talk about destructive Canadian extractive industries, Canada's climate change policy, Harper's regressive gender agenda, Indigenous struggles for autonomy and justice, and an unfair democratic system. The environment and climate change will also figure pretty heavily in the People's Summit agenda, and talking about a just transition to a green economy, talking about what went wrong in Copenhagen and what we can do to transform and what real climate justice looks like. Economic justice is also an important theme, talking about, like I said, a just transition, alternative economic systems, root causes of poverty and challenging poverty, human rights, which I mentioned, things like police brutality, war and occupation, gender, and labor rights issues, and sovereignty issues, and then also a focus on what the movement is and how we can better build alliances, how we can support each other better as organizers and activists, how our struggles can be connected, what solidarity looks like, what self-care for activists looks like, and then what skills do we need to keep challenging the status quo. So those are kind of the big themes.
In practical terms, what do you hope to achieve with the conference? What results are you looking to see emerge from this summit?
I think what we would like to do is to facilitate the space for these voices to be represented, and then as we have these conversations, as this networking takes place, as these ideas develop collectively, to come out of the summit with some kind of collective demand, manifesto, vision that we can take to the streets. So the People Summit is the very beginning of a week of action, and if something can come out of the People Summit that gives voice to the demands of this diverse movement, that we can then take and force our leaders to hear as the week of action progresses. I think that would be a really positive outcome. I also think that just giving the space to educate and empower people who perhaps haven't been as connected to social change movements in the past, just giving a space for the general public to understand and plug into these issues and to get a sense of some of the amazing ideas there are out there for a transformative social change. And so we want it to appeal to as broad an audience as possible so that the experienced activists will find new spaces to organize from and work from and build new alliances, and people who are new to the ideas of global justice will come away having learned something, becoming engaged, and feeling more empowered to resist the G20 and these destructive paradigms in their lives.
And how can people support or get involved with the People's Summit, both in Toronto and across Canada?
Great question. We're definitely interested in anyone who wants to come to the summit. They're more than welcome. It's open to the public, and there's no charge. So if you're out from outside Toronto, but you're thinking about coming to Toronto in the end of June, that's definitely something to think about. We're also still accepting proposals for submissions to summit programming until the end of April. So if someone has a really interesting idea or a project that they want to share or they want to discuss a certain issue, they can propose to do a workshop or plan a plenary or show a film or do an art installation. Kind of you can propose basically anything you want. So those proposals are up, or the call out for proposals is up on our website. And then we'll be looking for volunteers from now until June to help with outreach, to help with some of the logistical program or planning, to coordinate other volunteers. So volunteers are definitely also very welcome. Giving your ideas. And even if you can't be physically in Toronto in June, we're hoping to live stream parts of the conference so that folks from around the world can join in the conversation that way. So just staying tuned to the People's Summit website, which is peoplesummit2010.ca. There will be lots of different ways that people can plug in and participate.
Well, thanks very much, Maria, for filling us in on this alternative summit.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
I've been speaking with Maria Follansby, the coordinator for the 2010 People's Summit. The summit will be taking place in Toronto from June 18th to June 20th. If you're interested in facilitating a workshop, supporting, or taking part in one of the events, you can go online to peoplesummit2010.ca. And to learn more about the week of action following the summit, you can visit g20.torontomobilize.org.